Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Always a joy to chat with the gentleman who's sitting across from me now. It's a lot of fun. I always look forward to it. Get him in here about once or twice a year. I've had you in here like two or three times now, Todd. I would have thought that I'd get you more than once a year, but it seems I'm only getting you around Brownsapalooza, aren't I?
Bruce, he was on the show, too, the Lone Star.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Todd Bailey, Mayor of Browns and Supercat.
Thank you, Bruce.
How you doing, Todd?
Doing great.
You've had a wild and varied summer so far, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Everything from Hog Rock to Sturgis has been good. So
Before we get to some of your escapades, tell me, how's the city of Browns doing?
City of Browns doing real good. Like everybody, we're flooded, you know, with the water.
Yeah, you got the bump hog coming right through there.
Yeah, but the yards aren't too bad. They're still, I mowed up where barbecue on the bump hog's going yesterday, tried to, and it went around some water. But if these 3 days dry up here, he was talking about Sunday, Monday, so hopefully we'll be
Sunday,
ready.
Monday, Tuesday are all supposed to be sunny.
We need some dry weather.
Need a little bit of dry weather. Okay. I remember whenever you ran for office. You're still in your first term, right?
Yeah.
When does it end?
I'll be running again in April.
Oh, is this the announcement?
Well, yeah.
We're making the announcement right here.
The official announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Bailey is running for re-election for the mayor of Browns this coming April. Well, best of luck to you, Todd.
Oh, thank you very much. I tried to do everything that I said I was going to do when I decided to run for mayor, especially this deal coming up.
So. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing, Todd. Your normal politicians, they go out and they make promises, and they probably occasionally forget them. Or maybe hope that their people, that their constituents forget them. You remembered yours.
Right.
And I remember whenever you ran, it would have been, let's see, this is 17 coming up. You've been the mayor since 13. When you ran, I do remember thoroughly, you said, we're going to bring a festival to Browns.
Right, and the town together.
Unite the city.
Right, both sides of town now. Everybody got into the barbecue on the bump. All this will be the third year of it.
Yeah.
And, that's what I was wanting to do.
Is this the third year?
Yeah, I was wanting to get, you know, something where everybody could do something, you know, and meet. Well, they'd had a chowder or something. It'd been like 40 years since they'd had something for the town of Browns when I had the first one.
Well, you know, that's the thing, Todd. a village the size of Browns, if you don't have the opportunity for everybody to come together like that, it just basically, it'll dry up and go away, won't it? And you saw that happen and didn't want that to happen. Right.
Right. Yeah. Now everybody, you know, has been coming to barbecue on a bump hall.
Stay neighborly.
Everybody in the town helps with it if I ask them to. You know, I got my normal buds, Lone Star and George.
We better say hi to Big Lone Star. Lonnie.
Yeah, he called in already.
Lonnie already called. He wanted to make sure that we knew he was listening before we said bad things about him, I guess.
Right. And let's don't forget Glenn Isles. You know, I can't do nothing without my blood brother.
No, Glenn. Glenn is your right arm.
Yes, he is. So.
So let's hear about it. The barbecue on the Bonpaw, year three, the third annual now.
Yeah.
Tell me what is going on and when's it start?
Okay, it starts this Friday at 4 p.m.
Tomorrow.
No, next Friday.
Next Friday.
It'd be the 26th.
Uh-huh.
And we've added the Music Fest this year. This will be the first year's 2 days.
See, now that's the cool part. That's the cool part about the barbecue on the bomb pop. If you look back to year one.
Right.
You can look back to year one. Basically, what you had was like a 3 or 4 hour thing, right?
Right. It was pretty small. And then my father has donated that big tent we had. I don't know if you've seen it last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice. And then no matter what the weather does, we got that. So
The tent is big enough. That's where you're going to put the bands, right?
Right. Yeah, it's like 100 by 200. It's huge.
Just gigantic.
Yeah, and it sets up high enough for the wrestling, too. It's 10 foot, so.
See, that's the cool part. Last year was the first year for the wrestling, right? You didn't have wrestling in year one.
Right.
How was the wrestling received?
Very well. They've got a little bit of a following from Fairfield to all around here.
Which circuit is it?
It's Strictly Insane Wrestling. And they down there at Crossfield Gym, they'll have a deal about once a month. And and then they'll do other places, too. And also, I had a lot of people want midgets at this wrestling event, so we've added the midgets. And a lot of people's really got a hold of me after we added the midgets. So we got the regular wrestling. We got the midget wrestling.
That's the thing. You know, they used to have midget wrestling down in Grayville, a place
right,
or two.
Right.
The Sheila had it a time or two, Tequila Sheila.
Yeah.
And kind of got away from it. But this is a viable, promotable thing. It's not a bad thing, is it?
No.
First of all, people hear the word midget wrestling and think, oh, making fun of these people. No, you're not.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm friends with Samson. I just seen him in Sturgis. They had the midget bowling out there. And I'm friends with them and everything. And know that we're clearly not making fun of nobody. And we also have the regular wrestling, too, besides the midgets. So.
All right, I got it. I've got a good friend of mine who's just like psycho into midget wrestling. Just loves it. They don't call it little person wrestling, do they?
No. And also, Bruce, I don't know if you knew that, but I'm actually a wrestling manager sometimes. Of a wrestler called Smokin' Jay.
So are you Supercat the manager?
Yeah, Supercat.
Supercat Todd Bailey.
We got some flyers. I forgot to bring you a poster of it.
Well, you can get one over some next time you're around. I would guess. All right. Knowing the wrestling managers that I've seen, are you more Bobby the Brain Heenan or more Jimmy Hart? I'm guessing you're more Jimmy Hart than Bobby the Brain.
Somewhere in between there, I hope. So. And I just seen Jimmy Hart in Florida this year.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I talked to him, visited with him.
Did you get some tips?
Yeah, and he's got his own little restaurant down there on the beach. So.
This is another thing we'll get to a little bit later when we talk about Sturgis. You meet and greet, basically. You've never met a stranger, have you?
No, not at all.
How did you meet Jimmy Hart?
Ladies
and gentlemen, if you don't know who Jimmy Hart was or is, he was the manager did he ever make the WWE or
F? Yes, he did. But he's best known for all you older folks went to.
He was ICW wrestling. And
down at the Coliseum in Evansville. Yeah, yeah. He was well known down there.
He was in the same time frame as Jerry the King Lawler.
Jerry King Lawler. If you ever went to Evansville when you was a kid, the Coliseum there, you had the that old lady that beat people up.
Yeah.
Was Aunt Jean, Brett Spears' aunt, and from Mount Airy, if you can believe that.
That's great.
Yeah. And they finally, the first time she beat one of them guys up, she used a regular purse, they said shut her down on that. They
gotta get the light purse.
Yeah, they give her a different purse the next time in front row seats, but that is true. She's Mount Airy.
Well, all right. I asked you the question I never let you answer. How did you meet Jimmy Hart? Now, where were you?
Well, I was down there at Daytona Bike Week, and I seen him, you know.
Jimmy Hart look like he always looked?
Always
is he still on TV?
Yeah, I don't know if I got a picture still on my phone, but yeah, he looks just the same as he always did. But he's got a little restaurant / bar on the bottom floor of a hotel right there.
What's it called?
I think it's like Island Breeze.
So it's, I mean, he doesn't, he's not basically using his name as part, or is it Jimmy Hart's Island of Breeze?
No, but the bar is called something Jimmy Hart so and so. It's on the sign like that.
Yeah.
But the hotel's not named after him or nothing like that. But
he's got to be 70 years old, doesn't he?
Well, there was all kinds of pictures on the walls of all the people, the wrestlers he'd managed, and then different. It was all packed with that, all memorabilia of wrestling in the bar and the restaurant.
So he was there the whole.
I just happened to see him walking across the parking lot. We was parking our bikes, and you know me.
I do know you.
You know, that's part of a lot of these celebrities or whatever. Some people don't even recognize them. You know,
yeah.
So. Like Miranda Lambert was like.
Well, see, now that's the cool part about you knowing these or talking to these celebrities. some folks go up to celebrities and they just ask for an autograph or something right. like that. But you will talk to these folks. You don't even get autographs, do you? You don't care for that most part.
And if I do, I have it signed to Supercat so they know I'm not going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
So they sort of can tell when somebody's just trying
genuine.
Right. And we're sitting there, me and Linda sitting there with the owner of Buffalo Chip and Leonard Skinner and us sitting there.
We'll get to that.
Drinks.
We'll get to Sturgis eventually.
That was good stuff.
I know you're wanting to brag about the Leonard Skinner. I'm with you.
I've met him several times now. Yeah. They're pretty good.
I hate to tell you that we've already blown through the first segment. We barely got started on the barbecue. We'll talk about the barbecue too. By the way, I do want to apologize. I don't have the siren on the desk here.
Oh, yeah, you need that bad. And anybody that know the Lone Star Supercat Unreality Show, Bruce is on episode 14. So you need to tune in on that on YouTube.
That's not a bad move. Well, I've got Todd Bailey in here. We're talking about all kinds of things. We'll be back and talk some more when we return on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM after these. You recognize that, huh?
Yeah.
Between the good and bad, the coffin's lined with gold. Lines will never straighten. Walk on crooked roads. Say we're all a pack of liars. I guess that you would know. Outlaws never win.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW. That is the band of the gentleman sitting across the way from me. That's Ori Craw is playing. The band is Ori Craw. The gentleman is Supercat Todd Bailey. And we've been talking about the big old barbecue on the Bonpaw Festival coming up next Friday on August 26th. What kind of music do you have coming?
Okay, we got everything covered. We've got blues, rap, gospel, rock, country, and we're also alternative. So
you have gospel rap?
No, that's two separate ones, Bruce. Go on. And that last song you were playing was actually the video that we finished, like, out of 300 bands, we finished, like, 15th in the video countdown. That was in Sturgis for the video.
Was that last year?
Yeah, last year. So.
Well, that's pretty – that's impressive there, Todd.
But, yeah, Saturday – or Friday on the 26th, the music starts at 4. And then Saturday on the 27th, the regular barbecue on the bumper. We've added this music fest for Friday night.
So the music – you're not doing music on Saturday too then?
No. It'll start Saturday, start out at 8 a.m. with the 5K run walk.
Are you going to participate in that?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Oh, you're going to run, walk? What are you going to
do? I think I'm going to drive the golf cart, Bruce.
Well, see, now that's not a bad move. I like that.
And make sure they got plenty of water.
There you go. See, the world needs that kind of folk. You're helping.
And start, then the car show sign-up's 10 o'clock.
Oh, wait, hold on. Stop a second. Before the at 8 a.m. is the 5K run walk, is there a registration or anything before that?
Yeah, they need to be there. It's not going to start right at 8, but that's when we're going to sign everybody up about 7:30.
Okay.
Start close to 8 as we can, and it's just in the town there.
I was going to say, where are you going? Where are you going to? It's basically 3 miles. Are you going to go walking around the elevator, or what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to go. We got a. They had it all mapped out last year, same route.
Oh, okay.
So, we had that last year, and we're going to stay more to town streets this year since it rains so much. We don't want it to be muddy. So, yeah. And then the car show, Heath Miller's car show. You know, Heath Miller, he runs the car show.
He does a nice job.
Oh, he's awesome, and takes care of it for me. That's at 10 to 11. Sign up there. Then at noon, the barbecue judges.
How many folks do you have come in and contest their barbecue there?
As far as contestants, I don't know. We've had anywhere from 7 to 12, somewhere in that area.
Just growing every year.
Yeah, they've kept going. We got a handful from Mount Carmel. We got some from one or two from Brown.
See, now that's the thing. Those Mount Carmel folks, they've got that big barbecue festival in the spring, too.
Right.
And those guys are pros.
Yeah, they are.
They're very good. How about the Browns guys? Do they compete in Mount Carmel too?
I don't know if they do that. Now, Ricky Michael, you know, he won barbecue on the bump all. He's from Albion.
Yeah.
He used to work up there at IGA in Albion. He's moved on a little bit now, but he's my main man, Ricky Michael. He helps me run it now, and he'll be taking care of it. And then the awards are at 2:30 for the car show and the barbecue.
Okay.
And then also the wrestling starts around 3:00. But Red's cornhole, my buddy Red, has a cornhole deal at 1:00. So sign up there about 12:30 for that, the cornhole contest. And we got some good prizes.
I know. So the cornhole is you can do them both. You'll have time to do.
Oh yeah.
You can go play the cornhole and then go to the wrestling too.
Yes, absolutely. It's right beside it.
Well, like I say, you don't want them to get. You don't want to have a problem and accidentally miss one of them.
No. You won't miss nothing there in Browns.
I'm sitting here. I'm trying to look what the weather's. I think it's supposed to be really nice next weekend.
We're hoping.
I'm showing Saturday 80 degrees, partly cloudy.
Sweet. That's going to be about right. Nice. Last year was pretty hot, but that tent makes it eliminates a lot of things because you have that big tent, you know.
Well, you're blocking the sun, you're blocking the rain. And the wrestling starts at 3:00, you say?
Yeah, 3:00. And like, you know, some things may change. And then I want to give my sponsors a shout out if I can. So
you can if you like. I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's tell folks we're going to give away tickets, and then we'll give away. Then we'll talk sponsors.
Yeah,
what do you say?
And don't forget those.
I'm going to tell it.
Okay,
These are the special ones.
Yeah, special two pairs.
We're giving these away now.
Right now,
we're going to give away two pairs of tickets. These are the special tickets to the pro wrestling strictly insane pro wrestling. These are VIP tickets, $10 worth, $10 a piece, and these are marked on the back, Mayor.
Yeah, you sit with me on these.
These are very special.
Yeah,
you sit with or near the Super Cat.
Right, it's its own section.
Oh, your own. This is like Super VIP.
Yeah, it's the Super VIP here. So
give us a call at 618-842-3715 if you'd like a pair of the wrestling tickets for the Browns of Palooza next Saturday. It's August 27th. We got somebody calling in first here. Let's. You got the headset on?
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the radio. What's your name? You're cutting in and out. You're cutting in and out. Where are you? Are you inside a building?
I'm on the interstate. I'm going from Owensboro to Southern Illinois, and I just happened to catch Super Cat online.
It's Chris Mavis.
Now I got you, Chris. Are you wanting tickets, or you already got it, or you already planning on going anyway, right?
I want tickets. I want the tickets that were caught.
All right. You want to ask him a trivia question or just go ahead and give him the tickets? What do you say?
It's my old buddy. And, you know, they always used to pronounce his name Mewees.
Yeah, it's M-E-W-E-S.
Right? Yeah. So I call him Mewees. But anyways, but no, that's my bud, you know. So no, we won't test him any. He's got him.
Hey, Chris, congratulations! You get to sit next to Super Cat. Do you want me to send you these or have him deliver these? What do you say?
I'll swing by on my way back from Springfield today.
You'll swing by the station?
Yes.
I'll have him sitting out on the front desk.
Thank you much.
Hey, thank you very much. Have a good time.
Look forward to seeing you, Chris.
Bye.
There you go. You're making folks' dreams come true right there.
I don't know about that. But.
Well, we've got another pair, too, folks, if you'd like to give us a call at 618-842-3715. Another pair of tickets for August 27th at 3 p.m. These are worth $10 a piece. It's a great deal. Here comes another call. Good morning. You're on the radio. What's your name?
Marcia Danahill.
Hi, Marcia. You calling for tickets?
Yes.
Great. What, you said Cunningham?
I'm sorry?
Did you say Marcia Cunningham?
Tannehill.
Sorry about that. Can you make it out to the station to pick these up?
Sure, yeah.
Wonderful. I'll have them sitting out there at the front desk for you, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Hey, thanks very much. Have a great day.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There you go. Dreams coming true.
They called in quick there, and we got some more we're going to give away today.
Well, are we going to give away today? You're going to let me and Larry give them away?
I'm going to leave some, but I think we should, as quick as they're calling, let's give away another pair.
Let's give away another. Well, see, now the bad deal is We just give away the two pairs that had mare on it.
Well, that's all right. They can win the regular ones.
So if you'd like, folks, give us a call. We'll give you some tickets, a pair of tickets for the big Strictly Insane Wrestling, August 27th at 3 o'clock. How hot was it last year? It would have been pretty warm.
It was pretty warm, but that, like you said, where we're having it there is there's four big trees right there, and we're on the backside of it. So by 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something like that, the trees are blocking and the tent, so it was okay. We had some big fans in there, so.
So what are your thoughts? This is what you've put together for this year. Give me some of the names of the bands, by the way. Well, there's another call. Somebody else wanting tickets. Good morning. You're on the radio. What's your name?
Craig Binskin.
Hi, Craig. You calling for tickets?
Yes.
Wonderful. Can you come by the studio and pick them up?
Yeah, I sure can.
I'll have them sitting out there at the front desk for you, Craig, okay?
All right.
Thanks very much. We'll see you. How about that?
Well, they calling in pretty quick today.
I'm trying to remember how to spell Binskin. It's got like two, three N's in it?
I'd say... That sounded out, Bruce, like we did.
Yeah. Oh, it's B, like we did like in grade school. It's B-E-N-N-S.
Well, he'll get it.
He'll get it. Just come by the station, Craig. We appreciate your call, and have a good time. This is going to be a fun time. This is a fun weekend.
It is. And I was wanting to throw in my sponsors real quick there.
Tell me who they are.
Okay. We got the... Wagon Wheel over there in Mount Carmel. We got the Curb Appeal Car Wash down there at Grayville, the new one.
I got another ticket to somebody give away if you want me.
Let's do it.
Good morning. You're on the radio. How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
You calling for tickets?
I am.
Well, how about a pair?
Well, that sounds great.
Wonderful. What's your name?
This is Snell.
Snell?
Yeah, Deb's cousin.
It's Kelly Duncan, also Brewster, also known as Smelly. It's my cousin.
I'm glad you enjoy. I love the name.
Oh yeah. Well, she's been that way since we were kids. So, and also I want to give a shout out to her mom and dad. They let us put the lighted barbecue on the bump hall sign in her yard. It's in there now, right out there on the highway.
Hey, will you be able to tell your mom and dad thanks for Todd there?
I'll tell them for sure. I'll send Kate over to Todd's house for tickets.
Okay, so I'll give these tickets to Todd, and he'll have them for you, okay?
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
That'll work.
Give me some more sponsors.
Okay, we got the – I was talking about the Curb Appeal. That's that new car wash Jared Aukey's got down there in Grayville. And then Jet Farms, you got Ed Timberlake, Jet Farms, Albion Computer Guy, Zach Whistle, Complete, Heating, Stu Markman.
Stu helping you out?
Oh, yeah, he always does.
Stu's great. They're very helpful there. Buddy.
State Farm, Doug Raber, DiMaggio's in Albion, Citizens National Bank in Albion, JR's General Repair up there to, on the highway now. He's not in West Salem anymore.
You know, that's the thing here, Todd. City just can't do these alone.
We can't. I actually take no money from the city. The things run all by sponsors or my friends helping me. Southern Lumber, Larry Hawking and Sons, and Hawking Oil, Bailey Enterprise, my dad, of course, TJ Marsh and Albion, Navigator in Grayville, Swamp Seal. I can't do it without him. Chappies in Grayville, Broviacs in Albion. And they got a couple others there, Brad and Paint and Body and Style Studio. That's pretty well most of them. I might have forgot somebody there. I hope not. But
yeah, you did.
I think I got them all
in. Forgot Bruce Dickey at WFI, the Bruce Dickey Show.
Oh, the Bruce Dickey Show. Yeah, well, I couldn't do it without him, that's for sure. That is true.
I'm just beefing.
You and Lynn, a couple dandies, I'll tell you.
We try. That's the thing. We have a lot to live up to because we have seen the unreality show.
You've been on it. What do you mean seen it? You've been on it.
Participated on the unreality show.
Bruce plays the tuba to Walk This Way. It don't get any better than that. So Steve and Tyler would have been proud.
That's my question then. All right, out there at Sturgis. We're going to talk whenever we come back here. We're going to talk about who you saw out there and who you got to meet. But when you're out there and you got all these different bands, does anybody ever bring a tuba on stage?
No, I've never seen a tuba out there on stage.
It's clearly a miscarriage of justice or something.
It really is.
It should be one.
I mean, if you haven't seen episode 14 on YouTube, you need to go check it out. So.
Who all have you had on?
I know the goal, you
still haven't gotten the goal done, have you?
No, the other goal, you were number two requested.
I'll take two.
When you're talking about Linda Oxby,
greatest
volleyball coach of all time.
Greatest volleyball coach ever.
And you know, the gym's named after there in Albany. But, she's still the most requested. She's thought about it a couple of times, but she's been busy.
She's like your Moby Dick, isn't she?
We're not giving up on her though. I'll tell you that right
now. She's your white whale.
Yeah. And when I announced the volleyball, she'd always say, I don't say the greatest coach of all time, but everybody knows she is. And also give a shout out to Edwards County Volleyball this year. They're looking good.
Nixie's got them going, doesn't she?
Yeah, she got them going. She is, you know,
season starts next week.
A little rebuild time there. I'm trying to help them get a run out theme. And
are you looking forward to the switch over to the Black Diamond?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, now you're like the biggest volleyball fan that I know.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh I am. Yeah, I've been with them. Whitney Beck
through thick and thin.
They used to call her my player, Whitney Beck.
Yeah.
And when she gets out of Butler, I was just thinking about the Olympics.
Yeah.
I'm going to Whitney Beck, and I don't know who else, whoever she picks, is going to be my Carrie Walsh and Misty May. We're going to win the gold medal. Yeah, sand volleyball.
I love the thought.
I'm the coach, too, if you can believe that.
I can see that. I got Todd Bailey on the Bruce Dickey Show here. We'll be back after these. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Todd Bailey. He's a super cat. He's the mayor of Browns. And he also attends. I always like hearing stories. It's story time. Here we go. Todd likes going to Hog Rock, Little Sturgis, Big Sturgis. You've been to Big Sturgis how many times?
Well, now, Bruce, one thing, you can't say Little Sturgis no more. It's a
copyright?
Kentucky Bike Fest now.
You can't say Little Sturgis.
No, they got sued by Big Sturgis, so they can't use the name Little Sturgis no more. It's Kentucky Bike Fest.
See, that might be also due to the fact Little Sturgis got bigger.
Yeah,
they're no longer little.
No, back in the day it was big, and it's come back a little bit now.
How many people go to it?
Speculation on it. I'm not sure. There's probably 20,000.
You go to that? How many of these do you go to?
There's three different ones. Hog Rock being my favorite. Chick Ridge, Kentucky Bike Fest, and Hog Rock. But Hog Rock, you know, next to my heart. Uncle Tim down there. So you can't.
Yeah, and that's still going strong.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Same place.
Down
there on the river.
Rolling on the river. And
does that make a difference at a rally if they've got a nice river for folks to jump into, as opposed to like Sturgis where they don't really have a river?
I don't think it makes any difference. I don't really see a lot of people swimming in the river down there during the rally.
All I know is from what I saw on the Art Man show.
Yeah, well, Art, he gets the good stuff. He does. Sure. I was on there too.
Well, you're gonna say Art Man is like the super cat of the West Coast.
Yeah, well, he's a dandy, that's for sure. He was there and filmed the. But one thing I forgot while ago, my sponsor, don't forget Gillard's Hardware, Jeff Gillard, and Mitchell's Insurance. I was looking through my deal there, Randy. I don't want to leave.
They've got a daughter playing volleyball here at Frontier.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, they start up, I think, next week or week after next.
Absolutely.
Okay, tell me, how was Sturgis this year? How many years have you gone?
The first year I rode out there in 1988 on a 71 Sportster.
Yeah.
And then about died when I got there. But anyways.
it's a long way, isn't it?
It's a long way on a Sportster, trust me.
I suspect. You got a little beat up.
But 98, me and my buddies started going again. I've been going straight time since 98. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
So that's 17, 18 years, 19 years.
Yeah, and it's gotten bigger. And
how big is the rally at Sturgis?
Average is 700,000 motorcycles.
That's really big.
Last year was 75th anniversary, and it was over 900. So,
and how big is the town?
6,800, 7,000 people, something like that.
How did it get started in just this little town in South Dakota?
Well, Rod Woodruff, as you notice from my tat, sure. Woody, he really spurred it on. Yeah. The town, Gypsies was the name of the motorcycle group,
mm-hmm.
sort of started the stuff there, and it just got... Rod, he started having different deals at his place, and then all of a sudden,
bigger bands,
right? And it took several years to get it. I mean, he started. This is his 35th anniversary.
Wow.
This one was his 35 year.
And it and last
Buffalo
year,
Chip.
Last year though was the 50th over
75th
anniversary. 75th overall.
Yeah, anniversary. So
somebody started the thing back in 1930 whatever. 40s.
Yeah, it's been going. The Alpine Gypsies, they started it back in the day, and it was just in the park there. When I went there, it was just in a park. That's when I first met Rod Woodruff.
How many people were there in 1988 when you were there?
I don't
any
know.
Any idea?
No, I couldn't speculate. Maybe 10,000, 20,000, maybe not even that. So.
So you can remember when this was basically just a, in comparison to now, a few folks getting together.
Right, and there wasn't no big bars or no big, there wasn't, none of that stuff. So.
And these places that crop up, they're just basically, for the most part, just open restaurants for like the 2 weeks of it, and then they're gone, right?
Right. Well, there's the local businesses and restaurants stay there year round.
Who are those? Mr. Woodruff.
Yeah, you got and also you got like all your hardware stores and everything downtown. Yeah, yeah. And there's like Cheyenne Crossing, which serves the best Indian taco in the state, Bruce. I'd like to take you there sometime.
What's the meat?
Well, it's their own. Everything's made there, and it's Indian. The shell's real
handmade.
Thick. Oh yeah,
handmade.
It's all everything's made. It's awesome.
You need to take me there.
Yeah, you'd have a fit. So.
We'd have a little contest. See how many tacos somebody eat.
You might win that one, Bruce. I can barely make it through one. These things are huge.
Well, I'm not gonna. Yeah, if they're that big, That sounds incredible.
They sell a half of one too, so that should tell you how big they are. Really? So, yeah,
all right,
so.
who are the bands you've seen there over the years, and including and then this year.
Well, Buck Cherry sort of next to my heart because I got up and sung with them.
Pulled you on stage. How come he pulled you on stage?
The lead singer had lost his voice and walked off, and they said, "Who knows the words of Sweet Home Alabama?" I raised my hand and said, "Who don't?" Next thing you know, I'm up in front of 44,000 singing Sweet Home Alabama.
So you sang Sweet Home Alabama in front of 40,000 people?
With Buck Cherry. And I was throwing out picks and stuff and sticks and everything. You know how a band flicks pick? I just reached in handfuls of them, throwing them out there.
What'd they say? Hey, man, that was our budget for the whole year.
No, they took me backstage, gave me drum head to sign and all kinds of stuff. And then I seen them this year. So, but over the
did
year.
Did they remember you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They still promised that Ori Crawl was was going to open with, and they're still saying it, in a venue around here. But I'd say Steven Tyler, Aerosmith was...
was the highlight, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, when he handed me that VIP all-access pass.
Tell me the story. Give me a minute and tell the story about how you met Steven Tyler.
Well, I was I'm friends with a security guard out there, Greg, and he's the main guy for Buffalo Chip. He said, I think he's going to come in on a bike here. At this spot. Well, I got in line. Well, there was like 1,000 people behind me. When
sure.
Steven stepped off the bike, he said, no. He said he wasn't going to do it. So my security guard gave me the cut, said he wasn't going to do it because all the people there. I said, Steven, I waited 20 years since I met you in 19, whatever it was, in Carbondale at SIU Arena. And he stopped the entourage. He said, if this boy's waited 18, 19 years, we're going to take a picture right now. So I was the only one out of 1,000 people, and Linda was ready to shoot. You
is
know?
That right?
So then
that's
later,
half the battle, having Linda ready to shoot all
right,
the time, isn't it?
She was ready. So later that night, they had a VIP where only bike builders and celebrities, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went in the kitchen area, which Linda didn't like this very good. But anyways, they had a box of VIPs. Well, I knew Orange County Chopper wasn't there that year.
Okay.
So I just made myself Mikey's cousin and throwed one of those VIP deals on Linda. So who we run into, first thing, Steven Tyler. And he said, are you stalking me? And I said, yes, I am.
He remembered you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that from earlier
in the day.
Yeah.
I said, yes, I am. And Linda said, yeah, he is stalking you, Steven. But anyways.
So, all right. So this is it. Now, is this the same year that you met him up close?
Yeah.
A little bit later?
Yeah. I said, I didn't mean to bug you, but I want to get Linda's picture with you. He said, oh, yeah. So he brought me over afterwards and said, I want to take another one with you. You waited forever, you know.
Yeah.
Reached in that vest, Bruce. I'll tell you, it's probably the highlight of the Sturgis, and pulled out that Aerosmith played the next day. See?
Yeah.
And it was a VIP all-access backstage.
That's great. So you got the VIP access. Here
I was
go.
On Joe Perry's bus
yeah.
having a drink with him
yeah.
and everything. It was awesome.
Okay, so you're at the show.
Yeah.
The show's going on that day.
Yeah.
And what song was it where we had a problem?
Well, the sound went out first. The PA went out, and so Steven was out on the front of the stage, and he was, like, dancing around, waiting for it to come back on. Well, Buffalo Chip had put an extra fence. They got the regular fence and the extra fence.
Yeah.
Somehow he stepped off the edge.
Okay. Oopsie.
Yeah, and dislocated his shoulder. Well, Linda was there.
He fell how far?
Probably 8 feet. Okay. It wasn't too far.
Enough to hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got caught in between there. But anyways, Linda, my wife's on x-ray, so she helped him, and we got him in the ambulance and everything, you know, and he had
see, to now, the way I tell you tell the story differently. I like the way I tell it better.
Okay.
Okay, he falls off the stage.
Yes.
And there's a gigantic crowd of people rushing to see how he's doing, and Supercat is standing there holding the people off.
Oh, yeah, I pushed them back like they weren't
nothing. Pushed them back like they're not there.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then the security guards finally got there, but I put him back up on the stage like he was a pop can.
Is that right?
Yeah, Linda.
Well,
and
Steven
Linda.
Tyler's pretty small.
And Linda, too. I
oh,
put
you
her,
threw her up there.
Yeah, both of them.
So now this is true what I've been telling people.
Oh, yeah, and then okay, that was in like 2009.
Yeah.
7 years later, he sent me a package in the mail. His guy called. I thought my band had made it, Bruce. His guy called. He said, I'm representing Aerosmith and Steven Tyler.
And they're coming to Evansville.
Yeah, they were coming to Evansville. He said, is this Todd? I said, yeah, and wife Linda, yeah. So he said, well, Steven's sending you a package. I need your address. So who would have thought that he would remembered I lived by Evansville 7 years
yeah,
later?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so he sent me a VIP backstage shirts, all kinds of stuff come in this box, and we went to Evansville.
And you thought, though, that they were calling to invite Ori Craw to open.
Yeah, or just he knows about my band. He's had CDs and stuff. But anyways, the wildest part about that was as I stand right behind that curtain when they run out, they all fist bump me.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to take off running right behind the Bruce. But that is a true story there, and we got to hang out with them, not just a picture type deal. We got to hang out with them.
I'm running out of time. Tell me about this year. You got to hang out, meet, and hang out with Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner, hung out with Leonard Skinner.
How'd you meet them?
Well, in 98, we met them at the alcohol sales there. They only had a beer, and they
wanted,
I met them there, and I've been, you know, over the years.
Corresponding.
Right. But that was pretty cool just to hang out with them, you know. And the owner of Buffalo Chip, Rod Woodruff, was hanging out with the Stews. So.
It's a different world for those guys, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And then, like, Miranda Lambert.
Tell me about Miranda Lambert. How'd you run into her?
She was backstage at Buffalo Chip.
And this is this year?
Yeah, this is this year. And Lynyrd Skynyrd this year. And
so did you accidentally say, tell Linda to go aside? I'm going to try to skis on Miranda?
No.
She's divorced now?
No, I'm not worried about that. And besides, Bruce tried to get me in trouble.
She's young enough to be your daughter, too. Right?
Well, not quite that young.
Oh, she's not that young?
No, she was worried. When we talked to her before the show, she was worried that she wouldn't appeal to the bikers and stuff. And I was like, you'll be fine. Just do your thing. Do what you regularly do. But she did do Mississippi Queen.
Did she really?
And she also did Tush and another.
She added some ZZ Top.
Yeah, added some stuff in there.
Good for her. Isn't that fun, though, whenever you see these folks altering their show or something like that at your suggestion?
Well, yeah, and I told her just do her own thing, you know. But the barbecue on the bump, I want to hope that everybody can make that to it. And also next year, we're going to have been showing horses again and riding trailers.
Tell me about the horse show you're going to have.
I'm going to have a horse show next year at Barbecue on the Bump.
Where are you going to put the corral?
Well, I've got some more land right there beside Barbecue on the Bump. We're taking some grain bins down.
Yeah.
And it don't take much, you know. I'm not talking about a big show or anything. I've got I'll probably get old Pam Reed to help me with it. She helps with that one and only and stuff.
Let me repeat to everybody. The music starts at Barbecue on the Bump on Friday night, next Friday, the 26th. At 4 p.m., there's going to be six groups, blues, rap, gospel, rock, country, alternative. You're having a rap band.
I'm still – that's the rap band I had. If you're listening out there and you do rap, get a hold of me. Because
you're wanting to bring a variety to the
right band. We haven't got the rap the guy that was going to do it, he can't do it now. So we need rap and alternative. And the gospel.
I thought you had alternative. You lost.
Well, no. What the deal is? They've hem-hawed around a little bit at some of them. So, but
that's a pain.
And the gospel's supposed to be coming from Mount Carmel. But if you're interested in playing there, we can hook them up.
How will folks get a hold of you?
618-838-9211.
Todd, it just zooms by.
It did. Whenever this hour flew by.
I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, and thanks for always playing Ori Carl on the radio, and we love the Bruce Dickey Show.
Talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great day.